This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Historic Inter-American Hearing on Impacts to Indigenous Peoples' Human Rights from Uranium Exploitation. Members of Indigenous communities provided testimony to the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights at a historic hearing in Washington, D.C. this week about the impacts of uranium exploitation on their human rights. As the United States doubles down on the false notion that nuclear power is a solution to the climate crisis, the uranium development industry is beginning to benefit from generous taxpayer giveaways to the nuclear industry as a whole. Subsidies from the Biden administration have spurred uranium mining production to restart in at least three mines in the last few months in Utah, Wyoming, and on the south rim of the Grand Canyon. In 2015, the commission held a thematic hearing on the, quote, impact of extractive industries on the sacred sites of indigenous peoples in the United States, end quote, where the Navajo Nation, Pueblos of Laguna, San Carlos, and others participated. As has been the case since the dawn of the atomic age, the impacts of uranium mining are largely left out of the debate over nuclear power. The hearing allowed Native communities who have lived for generations with the waste from historic uranium mining and milling to hold U.S. government officials to account in a public forum for the government's failure to address waste from uranium development in any meaningful way. Witnesses in this week's hearing came from the Navajo, Ute Mountain Ute, Ogallala Lakota, and Havasupai Nations. Edith Hood and Teresita Kiana, members of the Red Water Pond Road Community Association, spoke about how for generations the federal government has ignored the public health, environmental, and cultural crisis uranium development has caused in their communities. Yolanda Badback, a member of the White Mesa Concerned Community, spoke about how state and federal officials have refused to listen to their concerns about the uranium mill in their community. Tonya Stans, a member of the Magpie Buffalo Organizing, spoke about the difficulties of living under the threat of new uranium mining while legacy waste remains unaddressed. Carletta Talusi of the Havasupai Tribe Anti-Uranium Subcommittee provided testimony about the effects of the Pinyon Plain uranium mine located on top of the tribe's aquifer at the south rim of the Grand Canyon in Arizona that began operations in January of this year. In addition to community testimony, the U.S. government had the opportunity to respond, and the commission had the opportunity to ask questions of community members and government officials. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and links to watch the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights hearing on its channel, YouTube, or Instagram, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.